The pasuk says, "V'hu yoishev." Avram was sitting. Pesach ha'oil kechayim hayoyim. That Avram was sitting at the entrance to the tent in the middle of the day. And of course, you all know Parsha Pshat in the Pasuk. The Sklener Rebbe said over an interesting Pshat in the Pasuk. He said, people put off doing mitzvahs when they have an opportunity often to do it. They can always do it another time, do it later in the day, do it tomorrow. It's like I spoke about this morning, because they don't feel the excitement for the mitzvah. A person's got an opportunity, you do it right away. And tomorrow, there'll be other mitzvahs to do. But whatever you got, chap now, who knows, you'll get the opportunity tomorrow. And you can be sure, other things will come your way. You shouldn't be busy with this one. Look for the next thing tomorrow. A person should worry too much, so much, about today's mitzvah. Avraham was worn out, exhausted. He had had a bris milah. So you could say, Achnas is Archim. He always does his nice mitzvah. He'll take a week off now. Take a few days off to rest. Makes sense. He wants to recover. But while Yoshev, he was sitting Pesach Ohil at the entrance to the tent, the heat, the excitement, Hayoim, for today. He's so excited for today. He wants today's mitzvah. I can't wait for tomorrow, Achnas is Archim. I want Achnas is Archim today. And like I mentioned this morning about davening, the coming on time to davening, coming on time to a shir. There's no reason whatsoever that you have to come late. It's beyond me why people come late. And especially when they're just milling around outside, not bothering to go in on time to davening. And I said to Noam this morning that it's very nice, the davening program that you have after davening, everybody learns in Yoni Tefillah. But I said, maybe you should start a new davening program. It should be called Coming to Davening. But he told me it'd be a problem because nobody would sign up. There's a Chasam Sofer in this week's parasha that is mamish a pella. The yesoid is so powerful and so important. But if the Chasam Sofer didn't say it, it'd be dangerous to say. Nobody else would dare say such thing. You have to be a godel mamish to say such a vod. The pasuk says, "Hamachas ani me'Avram, asher ani Yosef." Should I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is going to destroy Sodom. And before he destroys Sodom, he says, "I have to tell Avram what I'm going to do." So the Chasam Sofer says that Avram was a Navi. And Navim, they know what's happening in the world. All things, nothing in the gate to Klal Yisrael. And he brings Yechezkel, Yirmiyahu, Yeshaya. They all knew different things which were happening to the Goyim without any connection to Klal Yisrael. They knew it because they were Navim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. So how come Avram didn't know these things? So he explains, and this is shocking to hear this even, because Avram wasn't on the Madrega of be as big as them. So he didn't know about it. Why was that? Just like I'm sure many of you have seen on your report cards, the most common word written by many of you is, doesn't reach his, what's the word? Potential. You got it. Potential. People don't do what they can do, don't achieve what they could accomplish. See, it seems like every one of you have seen it before. And Avram had the potential to be a Navi as big as them. Why didn't he reach his full potential, says the Chasam Sofer? Because in order to become a Navi on that level, there's a lot of preparation. Hachana, you got to go, it's by this alone. Avram was too busy for that. He didn't for Navu in such a way. He was so busy with Bonov, Ubnei Besoi, to teach them the Derech Hashem, he stayed on this lower level. Why did he do it? For Kvod Shemayim, to be able to spread Kvod Shemayim. And he says, that's what the pasuk is saying over here. Am I going to hide Avram what I'm going to do? How come Avram doesn't know about it? The only reason he doesn't know about it is because Avram's helping me out. So it wouldn't be fair not to tell him. Why this? the whole reason he doesn't know about it is because he's so busy of his family, of all the other people, being makar of them. In life, it's telling us that if as a chazak other people, but sometimes they don't want to be chazak other people. Why? Because they want to grow themselves. So they don't want to sacrifice their growth for to help the other person, because they won't be able to be learning then at that time. So what is telling us now is telling us that you don't have to worry. Yes, you can give, sacrifice some of your, and whatever you lose in growth, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you special Siyat Dishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to you, like it said by Avraham, he's going to say over there also, that can I get from him the Siyat Dishmaya? I have to tell him, because he would have had it, but he was so busy helping me. And this is Nagir to you as well. Yes, you're in the younger grades. Everyone has an opportunity to mechazik other people. Everybody in life. I have a great niece. She's 8 years old. When I say great, I mean in the relative sense. And she's the oldest of seven children. After all, she's 8 years old. And Lakewood. And so she had a job in the summer. She worked in a playgroup, was paid $1 a day to help with the two-year-olds. So you're thinking, how could an eight-year-old? Yeah, she managed. In other words, so how can you give chizuk? Yeah, you can give chizuk to people younger than you, or people the same age as you, peers of yours. There's always somebody weaker, somebody you could be mechazik. You've got somebody you can help with the learning, somebody you can help with davening. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people like that special siyat d'shmaya. The Lashon the Pasuk uses is, Avram was oimed aleihem. You know what the Lashon oimed aleihem is very interesting? Is Chazal tell us, if your Rebbe is like a Hashem Tzvokis, is like a Malach, learn from him. If it's not, you shouldn't learn from him. So there's different explanations. One pshat is, the difference between a Malach and an Odom is that an Odom is a Hoylech. He's going, he can grow up, he can go further and further and go up Madregas. A Malach is an Oymed, he stands still. He can't go up Madrega. Whatever it is. If your Rebbe is like a Malach, what does it mean like a Malach? That he's willing, he will be an Oymed. Steig. Using you as tools, as pawns, that can use you. From a ketois. And the Rebbe has this beautiful mahalach of his own. So if you're on a madrega to learn the ketois yourself, okay, he doesn't have to tell you the ketois is teretz. But if you're not on a level to learn the ketois, and he doesn't tell you the ketois is teretz, all he tells you is his own teretz. So what's more important you should know? His teretz or the ketois is teretz? Obviously the ketois. So then he's using you. So that isn't the type of Rebbe. You want a Rebbe who's winning, I won't say to say what's good for you. When Duff say to Kodshim. So in Monsi they made a special shear, some a big Akdomit shear, Akdomit in general to say to Kodshim. 5 years ago or so. To that shear, and I was so impressed because this person who gave the shear, all he said were different lochas you should know in Kodshim, which will help you, and all simplistic things. Very superficial. This person is a god. He could have said, which I'm sure he wanted to say, fascinating shtiklach Torah. Press the people there as well, and enjoy saying of his own Torah. He did one thing from his own. All he was that the people listening this year should be able to have a better understanding of Kodshim. He needed to do that. Avram was oimed aleihem. With this Chasam Sefer. He wasn't a Hoylech Avram. Chasam Sefer doesn't say this part. But he could learn this, that he was Oymed. He wasn't growing. He was willing to be an Oymed to be able to help other people. In this week's parasha, we see that Avram and Sarah don't have children, and Alpines, unbelievable, they have a child. We get to the Haftarah. The Isha Shunamis has no children, and an unbelievable nace happens. Elisha's a Rebbe, gives a bracha, she has a child. Chana doesn't have children at all. And then, nice happens, Baruch Hashem, she has Shmuel. And that's We know they all have children. People look at that's the end of the story. Let's look at their lives a little further on down the line. Shmuel, he lives till, what age did Shmuel live till? 52. So again, it's not such a long life, but 52 at least. How long did Yitzchak live?
180.
So also, a nice life. How long did this child of the Ishishanam, what happened to the child?
He died.
Exactly. How long, we don't know, but he died. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes a nice like the other two, look what they did. And this one, what was the point of the nace if they're going to die? How happy should this woman be? She's got a child that goes and dies right away. What's the pshat? Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, the Mashgiach HaKamnis, he said a beautiful pshat. He said, let's look at their lives. Yitzchak was one of the others. He was busy with Avodah Saboira. Avram was in Avodah Saboira. The Beis HaMikdash. Pio Yivid Hashem. What happened to the boy in Naftira? The Shishanamis had a child. Vayigdal HaYelad. He went to work right away. This happens for the kid to go to college. That's what the nace was for. What's the shot in it? That's what you do with the nace. I got a sporuchu. Lift up this child. Lift him up. There should be a different one. Him up differently. Now, it says, by Hogar it says, Vatelach she went, Vatesa Bamidbo. And she went in the Ligululi Beis Avio. She went down with the story. They were talking and learning, and they missed their train stop. And by the time they get to the next stop, there's no way to be in that town. There's only goyim. We're going to be stuck there for Shabbos, and it's dangerous to type of goyim there. What are we going to do? Ribbono Shalom wants you in that. There's a reason Ribbono Shalom. Get to the next town. And he sees there these two Yidden. And he bursts into tears, and his, and to them it looked one of so much. Had a baby last week, and Madrega. She went back to the Avodah Zarah of her father's house. The The pasuk tells us when Yishmael was out there, Ki shama Hashem crying of Yishmael. And Rashi's pshat means Ba'asher Husham, as he was. Then when a person davens tefillas, how do tefillas get to Kisei Kovod? They don't go straight up. How do they go? They have to take a detour. They first go to Eretz Yisrael, and then to Makom HaMikdash, and they go up from there. And there's a long, so there's a things that can stop them on the way. Now, I guess if there's Wi-Fi in the way, you know, and the Talmud is coming through, I guess it's hard for tefillas to get through. So sometimes tefillas can't make it all the way to get up to Shemayim. So sometimes they'll get through, sometimes they won't. But when a chayil is davening, the Rebbe Shlom is, by a chayil, the Rebbe Shlom is there. The Shechin is l'malim Rosh Yosef. The Shechin is there. So ki shamalekim l'chayil hanar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lists this fellow, why? Ba'asher hu sham. Because he, the Rebbe Shlom, was there. Rebbe Shlom was right there, so the tefillas were able to get through right away. Six-year-old, that how come that Lloyd's daughters thought there was nobody else alive at the time? Lloyd asked there should be a place called Mitzar that should survive. Halloy Mitzar he. And Rashi explains that that city was built a year later than the other cities, and therefore their chatoim were less. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to save that city for Lloyd to run to. So when they went there, they saw the people there. So therefore, they should have realized there's other people. So why did they have to marry the father? So I think you could answer that if you look, the Sepharana and Das Kanim both say, on the Pasuk of Ein Ish Ba'aretz Lava Yalenu, there's no man in the world. He adds a word there. They add a word, Ein Ish Ba'aretz Lava Yalenu. There's no fitting. Maybe there's only... We want to marry people with money, with prestige, with use. There's nobody on our level in the world. But there isn't people chashv enough for them. Good Shabbos.